This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the offshoots of this Google censoring of the naturalnews.com website has been a huge discussion among just an exploding number of people everywhere. I mean, this has become international news. I saw a column today from Sweden that was talking about, well, if Google can shut down Natural News, could they shut down websites that they don't like here as well? I've seen other articles in Europe in different languages as well. This is a global issue and a global concern. But what's happening is many people are so incensed about this, outraged by Google's obvious selective censorship of Natural News and almost a punitive blacklisting, that they are trying to now extricate themselves from all Google products and services. And they're finding that that is incredibly difficult and realizing that that's kind of scary. So that's the subject of this podcast. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am, of course, the editor of naturalnews.com, and I have now become known in a bizarre way as sort of the first big case of Google engaging in deliberate political censorship, wiping out an entire website because they obviously did not like my speech in particular. And what is it about my speech that they don't like? Well, I support President Trump. So whether or not you support President Trump is beside the point. I did. I have a right to express that view, just as I feel people have a right to express support for another candidate if they want. I might disagree with them, but I'm not going to blacklist their voice if I'm running a search engine, for example. And right there, some people might say, well, wait a minute, you do run a search engine. You run goodgopher.com, and you do blacklist the mainstream media. Yeah, the difference is we announce up front that goodgopher.com is a search engine, a very tiny one, by the way, just for the independent media. That's its niche. That's the focus of it. It's not trying to be a Google. You know, it's not even 1/100 of 1% of the size of Google, not even close. It is a specialty search engine, just like there are search engines that just search, I don't know, dentists, for example. You wouldn't say, well, they're excluding horse doctors. No, they're focused on dentistry, just like goodgopher.com is focused on independent media. That's its focus. And by the way, you can also search the mainstream media on goodgopher.com. It's just a different radio button. You just click the other button and it does search CNN and all the others. It's just a choice. You have that choice. So anyway, but back to this issue. A lot of people are having trouble extricating themselves from the Google dominance over their lives, and they are really starting to freak out, not knowing how easily they had slid into this situation where Google knows everything they are doing. Think about it. It's not just the search engine and the search terms that you're typing in, which are basically reading your mind. Scanning your thoughts, your questions, your concerns, your activities, all that. Every term that you type in is actually handing Google something about you. It's not just the search engine. It's also Gmail. So there's all your so-called private email being handed over to Google, which many people know is a front for the NSA and to some extent the CIA. It's part of the surveillance state. And then you've got YouTube, which is owned by Google, and the videos that you watch and the videos that you post also become part of this psychological profile of who you are, what your beliefs are, even to some extent who your friends are, who you email, because they can analyze the metadata of your Gmail account, who you're emailing, who you're CCing, all of that. And that's not even the end of it. It's also your mobile device if you run Android. So you're running Android, and then you're using Google Play. You're probably getting your Gmail on your Android device. So they're tracking your location. They're tracking the apps that you're using. They can, I have no doubt, they can upload all the photos that you take, all the videos that you're taking. They can turn your phone into a covert microphone to listen to your private conversations. All of this exists. All of this is acknowledged that those capabilities are already there. And if you combine all of this, what Google really is a very scary surveillance front for really the surveillance state. Google is an extension of the CIA or an extension of the NSA. It is a data gathering front end to enslave humanity. And this is understood by a great many people. I didn't even realize how many people had already covered this until I got blacklisted by Google and I started doing some more research and people were sending me articles as well. There's a great article out there by one group. Let me see if I can bring this up. It is how the CIA made Google. And this is from Insurge Intelligence. Insurge Intelligence. That's I-N-S-U-R-G-E. Insurge Intelligence. You can just search for that article. Not on Google, but it's how the CIA made Google. And it looks into really how Google was funded and set up and who was behind it and how they're all really working for the intelligence community. And why would the intelligence community set up the search engine and set up a maps function so they can track where you're traveling to? Why would they run an operating system or build an operating system for your mobile device so they can track your location? Why would an intelligence infrastructure want to do that? Very simple. They can turn every citizen into a spy. They can not only spy on you, they can use you to spy on others. And they're gathering every second of every day. They're gathering all the data of everything that you do. Oh, and I left something out too. There's also Google Analytics, which runs on a vast majority of the websites that you're visiting. Now, we used to run Google Analytics. We removed it quite a while ago from Natural News precisely because of this reason, because we did not want our users to be tracked by Google. But Google Analytics is offered as a free service. Why would it be free? Because there's value to Google in tracking all of the web surfing behavior and click behavior of individuals. Those same individuals are also tracked through Gmail and through Google searches and through your Android phone and all of these other things, Google Maps, YouTube, and so on. So from a frightening number of vectors, Google is gathering more details about you than you could possibly imagine. And using that data, Google can predict some pretty scary things about you. They know more about you than you would ever imagine. They know where you live. They know where you travel. They know who your friends are. They know the way you think. They know your favorite movies, perhaps your favorite books, perhaps your favorite films. They know your psychology. They know the way you're likely to vote in an election. They know whether you're more conservative or liberal, whether you're gay or straight. They know your birthday. They know your passwords. They know your mother's maiden name. They know probably your social security number. They know, I mean, they've got your credit card on file probably for Google Play, for in-store purchases, or Google Wallet, or whatever else you're using, the Google Store, and that credit card number is tied to your social security number. And the intelligence community can just overlay all this data and get all of your transactions, everywhere that you got gas on your credit card, everywhere that you paid using that credit, everywhere you traveled, every plane ticket you purchased, where you've been, when you were there, where you drove, what you think, what you like, what you hate, what you eat, everything, everything about you. They've turned you into a spy against yourself. And so as people are coming to realize this, they're freaking out. They're saying they didn't have any idea how difficult it would be to distance themselves from the Google influence in their lives. And this only came about for many people because how angry they are at Google about Google's censorship of Natural News. I mean, I can't tell you how big this thing is exploding. We've got 50,000 plus signatures now with the White House petition, and it keeps accelerating. And we've heard from literally thousands of people, user comments and posts and social media. It's been just raging, this whole issue. And even SEO analysts are now standing up for Natural News and saying there's no legitimate reason why Google would ban Natural News. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. It had to be a political decision to silence Natural News because of our speech. So people are starting to look at how to eliminate Google from their lives, and they're finding it's very, very difficult. This is a simple reminder that you are the frog in the pot of boiling water. And they've been turning up the surveillance state heat for quite a number of years. The internet is really only, I mean, in terms of popular use, let's say 25 years old in terms of popular use. I know it's older than that in terms of scientists and techies using it, but in terms of sort of popular use, it's only a generation. Before that generation, people had privacy. No one was tracking what you think, what you buy, what you eat, where you go, all your photos, all your phone calls, all your email, nothing like that. There wasn't even email. People had a lot more privacy. And the world was actually a lot more of a polite place. It was a more civil place. It was a safer place, believe it or not. In the post-World War II era, all the way up to the rise of the intelligence state. But post, you know, but in the last 25 years, Google has risen. I don't remember what year it was launched exactly, but it was in the 1990s, and it has risen to become this monstrosity. And the reason it was pushed so heavily is because it is an extension of the surveillance state. So now all those privacy benefits that you used to have, or previous generations had, are no longer part of your existence. Instead, you have been increasingly subjected to the next level of surveillance without you even knowing it. And all along, all those years, when you saw those terms of agreement, you just clicked the checkbox and said, yes, I agree, like everybody does, and you went on to the next page. And you didn't realize that checkbox that you agreed to was basically agreeing to allow Google to monitor everything about you. You just handed over your entire life. You just surrendered your privacy. And you do it every day. And now you have been profiled to such an extent already. If you've been using anything in the Google system, they already know more about you than, you would be stunned. If you ever get caught in a crime, if you ever become a person of interest to the intelligence community, they can pull up everything you ever searched for from the beginning of Google. And if you think that isn't incriminating, think again. Think about all the crazy stuff that you searched for using Google. All of that can and will be used against you if you ever become an enemy of the state. That's why I haven't used Google as a search engine for years, and I haven't used Google services for years. Well, I mean, I post videos on YouTube, but I'm not logged into YouTube under my real name. So the amount of information that Google has gathered on me is quite limited, and they're certainly not gathering any more. But for most people, because they're tied into that system, and they think that they're cool, especially the younger crowd. They think they're hip. They think they're hipsters. You know, oh man, you got my Google email and my Google phone. I'm doing my Google search while I'm driving in my Google Maps. And pretty soon they're going to be in a Google robot car with a Google robot assistant. Their whole life is tied into Google. What could possibly go wrong with that? Well, we know that Google is evil. We know that Google doesn't have ethics. We know this just as the latest example is the censorship of natural news. Because we're the website that gives people ways to pursue holistic health options to prevent disease, reverse cancer, avoid hospitalization, avoid being addicted to prescription pharmaceuticals, all of these other things that are important for humanity and dignity and longevity, quality of life. Google just wiped all of that out because they don't care. They don't care about humanity. They'd rather everybody be addicted to pharmaceuticals because it's the drug companies that pay Google a lot of money for the AdWords advertising. So with that lack of ethics, what do you think will happen in the next 10 to 15 years as Google becomes more powerful and it starts driving your cars and it starts working in your homes as a robot, as a home assistant robot with a camera, with a GPS, with a microphone, well, more than one microphone, a robot that's listening to you, a robot that's watching you, a robot that's meandering around your home doing chores, but reporting everything it sees to Google? What kind of prisoner are you going to be when you're living in that society? I mean, imagine one day the government announces, oh, you can no longer own a shotgun. The command goes out to all the Google Home robots to look for shotguns and then immediately report back to Google and back to the NSA or the FBI or whoever, who all those homeowners who have shotguns because the Google robot spotted them. That's not even hard to imagine. We've already got Amazon Echo devices that are listening to everything you say and recording your voice in the privacy of your own home. We've already got law enforcement agencies that are trying to subpoena that information and get those voice recordings out of Amazon Echo. So far, Amazon has attempted to resist that, but history has shown that powerful corporations usually can't resist the surveillance state for very long. And Google isn't even trying to resist. Google is the surveillance state. So Google will exploit household robots to spy on everyone. Google will develop military robots. And there will probably come a day when those military robots are sent to eliminate human beings. At first, enemies on the battlefield. And then, later, whoever is deemed a useless human or an enemy of the state. See? We're so close to that right now, and you're probably participating in that in ways that you never even imagined. They've probably got more on you than, I mean, if you saw the dossier of what they already have on you, you'd totally freak out. And that's what's happening right now. A lot of people are freaking out. So what can you do? What can you do? Well, number one is you can take steps to extricate yourself from this surveillance state puppet, Google. Well, maybe puppet's not the right word. Monstrosity is more like it. If you're logging into a Chrome browser, you need to like deinstall your browser, reinstall it, eliminate all your cookies, everything, do a fresh install, and then log in with some totally fictional name. You need to use a VPN. You need to protect your identity. You need to have a made-up email address. Don't use your home IP address. I mean, you've got to go to almost extremes to protect your identity these days. If you have a mobile phone, don't tie it into your personal email account. Use another email account. Turn off location services on your phone so it can't track where you are at every moment of the day. I'm not even sure that completely protects you, by the way. Surely the operating system can bypass that. Probably does. You just got to go down the line. Every Google service that you use, from email to search engine to YouTube, everything else, you've got to just find alternatives. So for searching, you got to use alternative search engines. There is StartPage. Unfortunately, it uses the Google search results, but at least StartPage protects your identity. There are other search engines like DuckDuckGo that are not part of the Google system. So you might want to check those out. My own little tiny search engine, goodgopher.com, searches the independent media primarily. That's its purpose. So it's great for searching news, but not useful at all for searching for where can I find local burritos or something. Not going to help you there. So step by step, you have to extricate yourself from that system. And I understand that it's very, very difficult, and it is inconvenient, and that's by design. They want to make it so that if you want to be up to date, you want to be hip, you want to be clued in, you're going to have to give up your privacy. You want to use all those free services and all visit all those websites that have the analytics tracking, and you want to watch all the videos, and you want to do this and that. You're going to be tracked. You're going to be profiled. There is a database storing all of this information on you. A lot of people think that after they search on Google, their search just disappears into the ether. Oh, yeah, it's gone. Yeah, I was searching for how to dress up like a lesbian witch on Halloween to freak out my straight friends or whatever. You know, maybe that's what you were searching for. And it might have made sense on a Halloween party evening when you were half drunk, but you probably don't want that part of your record, but it is part of your record. And it can be used against you. And it is used against you. There are already many law enforcement cases on the record where Google search results have been used to convict people. And those are cases where people were searching for things like how to, you know, murder a an elderly patient or whatever they were searching for. Kind of stupid and kind of blatant. But yeah, the reason that they went to jail is because Google tracked all that. The police subpoenaed Google. And it was an open and shut case at that point. So it's all invisible. You see, it's not evident to you that this is happening. And that's why it's so insidious. And that's why it's so dangerous and so powerful. Because it's invisible. You never really consent to it. No one ever really explained to you that if you use all these Google services and search engines and YouTube and everything, that they're going to build a massive psychological profile of you that can be used against you to convict you in any future court case, or if you become, again, an enemy of the state under some dictatorial regime. No one would agree to that, but yet they have. I mean, unconsciously, unknowingly, they've agreed to it, and they're participating in it. And they don't even realize it. And that's why Google is a danger to society. It's a danger to your liberty. It's a danger to your privacy. It's a danger to your mind, to your knowledge base. It's a danger the way it is operated today. And that's why it dominates. It's basically a monopoly. And it is gathering intelligence against you every single day, constantly. So it's if you want to be free, if you want to live as a free person in an unfree world, you're going to have to distance yourself from Google and also Amazon. By the way, I've put out a video on that. Amazon also builds a profile of everything you buy, everything you read, everything you watch. You know, all these other psych profiles or data sets that are being built on you. Amazon's got that too. Everything you buy, where you live, where you ship things to, what credit cards you use, all of that. Both of these corporations are dangerous, but as far as I'm concerned, Google is the by far the greater danger of those two. And it's again, it's just an extension of the fascist state. And by the way, fascism, just for those of you who may have thrown that term around loosely, I've heard it used against Donald Trump. It doesn't really make sense. Fascism is actually the ultimate belief in the state, that the state is the ultimate authority, that the state can tell you what to do, that the state has the right to exert its authority against individual freedoms. Fascism is a belief in the power of the state. Fascism does not really refer to the political spectrum. Nazis were often, for example, called far right, but even that's incorrect because even the very term Nazi means national socialism. So it was a socialist group, which is, of course, on the left. And if you look at many of the socialist policies, they are fascist. And if you continue down the spectrum on the left, beyond socialism, you get to communism, which is very much fascist in its deployment. So it's important that we understand these terms so that we can correctly analyze where we are in terms of history. And right now, I would say that the United States is, under Obama for sure, a fascist regime. Trump in many ways is trying to disassemble that, but there are elements that he won't want to get rid of either, such as the surveillance state, because it's so powerful. Now, there are elements of the surveillance state, however, that have been actively working against Trump. So his goal will probably be to try to root out those elements that are anti-Trump, but keep the rest of the surveillance state in place because of its usefulness. And ultimately, even though, you know, I'm pro-Trump, you know, in terms of Trump versus Hillary, it was a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. But ultimately, the great threat to all of us is the existence of the massive surveillance state and the size of big government. That's the greatest threat to us all, no matter which party is in power. And people on the left today are scared to death of Trump. They think he's a fascist. They think he's the next Hitler. They think that he's going to do terrible things to them. I can guarantee you that there are just as many people on the right who were totally freaked out by Hillary Clinton possibly being president. And I was one of those people because I knew how she would abuse the power. So what the left and the right have in common in terms of the people is that both parties are totally freaked out by the power of the state. And that's an important realization, because the truth is that regardless of your politics, left or right, or somewhere in between, or agnostic, it is the size and power and reach of the state that is the greatest danger to liberty for all. And that state has created these corporations like Google, Alphabet, Amazon, and so on. It has not just licensed them or given them permission to operate, but has even financially supported them. You know, Amazon does business with the CIA. Google does business. And it was basically founded by the CIA. So the state, you know, corporations become an extension of the agenda of the state. And it is through that extension that the state is able to exert the most malicious deployment of its power, doing things like engaging in censorship, like what Google did to me, where the government itself couldn't censor natural news, but Google can. So the corporations become a gateway through which the state can exert powers of censorship, of tyranny, of oppression that cannot be deployed by the state itself. And it's this cooperation between state and corporate fronts that is the very definition of fascism. Does that make sense? So Google is, in a very real sense, a fascist organization. Amazon is a fascist organization from this classic definition of cooperation between state and corporate entities. And so it's all a danger. Essentially, if you really get down to it, when too much power is concentrated in the hands of too few people, it's always a danger to everyone else. It's the decentralization of power or the distribution of power that is the safety net for a free society. And that's why we have the separation of powers in the three branches of government, local versus federal control, 10th Amendment, and so on. It's the decentralization of power, the distribution of power that really assures our liberty. And by the way, the Second Amendment is an important part of that as well, because the Second Amendment is the ultimate distribution of power to the grassroots. Individuals can pick up a firearm and take a stand against an overbearing, tyrannical dictatorship, for example. The Second Amendment was created to properly describe the inherent right that the Founding Fathers believed existed in the individual, a network of individuals to challenge the power of a tyrannical state. So always keep this in mind. Centralization of power is almost always bad. Distribution of power is almost always good. There are exceptions to both of those, but they're quite rare. And Google is the massive centralization of power in ways that you probably didn't even imagine until maybe listening to this. So that's the world in which we live today, folks. I'm always trying to help create more decentralization of power. I'm working to help set humanity free, to awaken more people, to protect free speech, to distribute and protect human knowledge, and many other very core principles that I'm working to achieve. Or support in our society. That's my goal, and our work is cut out for us, because what we're up against is a massive dictatorial, almost a techno tyranny. That's, or I don't know, a digital technocracy, a digital dictatorship, a fascist techno state. Instead of a narco state like Colombia, it's a fascist techno state. That's what we're actually living under right now. It's pretty sick, frankly. But I thank you for listening. Share this if you find it interesting. You can find more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And of course, check out my censored website, naturalnews.com. It has now gone down in history as the most censored large news website in the history of Google. which tells you something very important, that there's a lot of information there that they don't want you to see. Maybe you should go check it out and find out what that is. All right. Take care, everybody.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.